Want to start with what happened last night. I know we've talked, or they've been talking about it all morning long on Arizona's Morning News, about what Tempe did yesterday. Now, I went into this for quite a while yesterday about the Tempe Union High School District phasing out SROs, or school resource officers. I think this goes deeper than just making changes to their plan. There is a plan here. I want you to hear a couple of things. I want to start with the assistant police chief, Mike Pooley. He was on with Arizona's Morning News.
Our officers are there to make sure that when something happens, there's a swift, quick response. We have had incidents where there have been safety concerns with people bringing guns on campus. There was an incident in 2015 where an officer was there immediately to address a student that was in crisis with a gun. Unfortunately, it did not turn out well, where that student did end up shooting themselves on campus in front of dozens of people. We don't know what would have happened. We do know that our school resources officers are there to address incidents, to address safety concerns immediately, but with compassion. Passion as well.
Yeah, and it's more than that. And I want you to hear from the police chief. This is Jeff Glover talking about the need to be in these classrooms or in the schools.
The school SRO program has literally saved lives. They've saved many lives within the schools. The students, they're there with our school resource officers because our school resource officers are there building relationships with them. We talk about many times being able to have these connectivity to the general public, and we're wanting to show our humanity. Well, we do that a lot of times through our interactions with the youth. And in order to continue that and to be able to, you know, have that interaction, that frequency of interaction that's needed to be able to be supported of the youth and to be able to have that, we still need to be in those schools.
I agree with him, and I think that it's an important part of what we're trying to accomplish. But I want you to hear the other side now. Here's just a couple of students that didn't want the cops there.
It is clear that the mental health resources are needed for our students, and it would be better to invest the funding assigned to SROs to get more counselors, social workers, and psychologists to support our social and emotional needs.
And I'm against SORs within our schools. The implementation of SORs, in our current state is not beneficial to both the students and the district as a whole. At the height of a pandemic, mental health crises are at an all-time high. And we need to be shifting our focus on addressing those issues.
I would say to you, all with all due respect, why are we listening to high school students tell us what's best for them? Number one, let's start there. There's more. There's parents that are speaking out about this, and it is interesting to me what's happening here. Isabella Kelly is a parent whose student is at Desert Vista High School.
By allocating resources to support mental health of students, we could allow students to flourish and feel comfortable walking into school without seeing an armed police officer at the gate.
So you understand what's happening here. First of all, there's a narrative, and I guarantee you this is a coordinated narrative. When you have so many people showing up with the same thing, we should take the money away that we're putting toward SROs, and we should put them toward mental health counselors. This is such an obvious setup. It is such an obvious narrative that they walked in there with, number one. You can accomplish both. As a matter of fact, the school resource officer program is exactly what's needed to build bridges. Any student that walks in on a campus that feels intimidated by a cop has got a problem. You've got an issue. It's your issue. It's not the cop's issue. And it certainly isn't society's issue. There has been an anti-establishment attitude that permeates our country, and to some degree, it's healthy to always question authority. There's no doubt about that. We are not subservient people. But when you have such a movement, listen, again, the 1960s, I mentioned this the other day, in the 1960s, it was the anti-war movement. It was the anti-military movement. They didn't want members of the military on college campuses. It was the peace, love, dope era, but it was anti-establishment. That's what the problem was. They didn't like the man. Go listen to the music of the 1960s. Go listen and watch, you know, some of the movies. And you look at what society was saying then. They didn't like the establishment. Kids were rebelling against. There were wealthy hippie kids rebelling against their wealthy parents and all of this hate Ashbury. So it's been around our society. Well, now those students, those kids are now the adults and they're the leaders. And this school board made a huge mistake. And here's where I think their mistake is. If you are going to get rid of school resource officers in Tempe, if you're going to phase them out, and the narrative is it's for the emotional well-being of students, you are setting up the idea The straw man you're setting up is that police on campus are adding to emotional lack of emotional well-being, which is absolutely false. It's a false narrative. Or you're saying we don't have the money we need for counselors. We don't have the money we need for, for our emotional and mental well-being after COVID-19. Why not shift from the other programs? Why not take money out of some of the critical race theory, the social emotional learning? Why not move some of the money from other places? Why does it need to be this? This is absolutely, without a doubt, an anti-police movement. No doubt whatsoever. And I think that it's destructive. I think it's a false narrative. And I'll go even further than that. People on this school board, the big mistake they are making is that, why am I talking about the Tempe Union High School District? Why are we talking about this in talk radio? Why is it going to be talked about in Arizona's Morning News? Why will they be talking about it on the afternoon show this afternoon? Why are we talking about this across the valley? The more attention you draw to yourself, the more attention to some of the people and some of the statements that were made, not just by parents or especially high school students, but the statements made by some of the board members should be making parents raise their eyebrows. Now, when there is an issue in schools, when you see violence go up on campus, drug dealing go up on campus, when you see those things happen, that's part of the byproduct of what's happening. The other part of this is we have watched the Defund the Police movement. As small as the group is, they are very loud and they're very active. And for that, I give them a lot of credit. I've said before, I can respect someone's activism, even if I completely disagree with them. I will give them credit for this. They are motivated. They are motivated. They get people that agree with them elected to offices. Money, talent, and time. Those are the things we have to offer this world. Money, talent, and time. And this movement put all of its money, all of its talent, and all of its time into making differences in this movement. They're getting people elected to offices. The Phoenix Council, the Phoenix City Council, now has two members that are overtly anti-police. Two. Tempe Union High School District, look what's happening here. But the mistake is this. Parents are waking up. Parents that disagree on a lot of different things, you can look at one thing and say, I don't care where you stand politically, that's crazy. Anybody out there that's a part of the demonize the police movement, you're doing damage to our society. The false narrative that you are afraid of an armed police officer. How many people do we know that are armed? How many people do you know that have guns? It's the badge you don't like. You don't like authority. You don't like having to follow someone else's rules. You like the fact that you run the school. You like the fact that no one is going to tell you what to do. And the fact that they are letting high school students jump up and tell them, you should be doing other things for our emotional well-being. You should grow up. You should grow up. You should go to school, mind your business, and you'll never see a school resource officer. Go to school, do your work, get grades, graduate, and move on with your life. And instead, what we're witnessing, we are witnessing the anti-police movement, the defund the police movement, carry on. And what they're doing is in the other direction. Before it was city council meetings and things like that. Now where they're going are into the schools. So now the homework for all of us that are pro-police, it's more than back the blue. It's more than Blue Lives Matter. It's more than bumper stickers and T-shirts. It's time that people start standing up. And if you've got kids in these school districts, you're going to have to be brave enough to go in there and say something. And when it comes time to vote, some of you have to run for some of these offices with the opposite of what you're getting. And you're going to win. You'll definitely win. Coming up in a moment, we're going to talk supply chain shortage, but we're expecting the president to talk. Whenever he takes the podium, we're going to take it live. The president this morning will be speaking about COVID-19 vaccines. That's coming up.
strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show, KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
Hey, thanks for being here. As you just heard Jeff talk about, the President of the United States is rescheduled from 8:30 to 9:30 to speak this morning about COVID vaccines. So obviously, we're still going to carry it live. It's just going to be an hour later at 9:35, which means at 9:05, Shane Doan joins me, former superstar captain with Captain Coyote with the Arizona Coyotes. We'll talk with him coming up. Valley food cost rising during supply chain shortage. Just some of the headlines. Jen Psaki on Americans, we'll get Christmas gifts on time. We're going to hear that coming up in a couple of moments. Top White House official retweets post calling inflation supply chain issues high class problems. Only rich people are being affected by this, by the way. Foreclosures are now surging now that the COVID mortgage bailouts have ended. This is just some of the headlines. Gas prices, 7-year high. Winter heating bills set to jump as inflation hits home. And then the president talked yesterday to a little bit about the supply chain stuff that's going on and the corporate tax hikes. So the president of the United States spoke yesterday. And I want you to hear what the White House press secretary had to say, because as we've been reporting now for over a month on this show, people, the experts have seen this coming. It's not like this surprises the White House. I just want you to know that they're not surprised by this, that they, you know, they have people that do this. I have a friend that's an expert that comes on this show. If I know an expert, I guarantee you the White House knows experts. This is what Jen Psaki said when asked, are people going to get, can the White House tell us that we're going to get Christmas packages on time?
We are not the Postal Service or UPS or FedEx. We cannot guarantee. What we can do is use every lever at the federal government disposal to reduce delays, to ensure that we are addressing bottlenecks in the system, including ports and the need for them to be open longer hours so that goods can arrive. And we can continue to press not only workers and unions, but also companies to take as many steps as they can to reduce these delays.
So they are the U.S. Postal Service. That is a government agency. By the way, that just told everybody on the same day, number one, prices are going up, and B, number two, services are going down. So they are the Postal Service. Number one, they are. So the president yesterday talking about the supply chain issue and the private sector.
If federal support is needed, I'll direct all appropriate action. And if the private sector doesn't step up, we're going to call them out and ask them to act.
What a great idea. And then the president talking about speeding things up.
We're going to help speed up the delivery of goods all across America. This is across the board commitment to going to 24/7. This is a big first step in speeding up the movement of materials and goods through our supply chain. The Port of Los Angeles announced today that it's going to begin operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
How late are we into this game? Inflation is hitting us at the highest rate, 8.6% inflation rate right now. Gas prices are going up again. Almost every single day we're seeing an increase in gas prices. On top of all of that, on top of the gas price increase, we are seeing food prices go up for a couple of reasons. Number one, the fuel prices are up, so delivery costs more, and the supply chain issue that we are seeing. When you problem solvers, let's go to the opposite side of this. Let's go to the positive with the way people behave. You ever wonder why the wealthy people on Wall Street that are the ones that know what they're doing, why those people seem to make more money? It's because they see things coming faster than you and I do. You know, when you watch football, a great NFL quarterback knows where a receiver's going to be before the receiver's there. They know where a receiver's going to turn around, and the ball is thrown before the receiver makes his cut. That's what a professional level great quarterback does. The receivers are taught, are coached, that when you turn your head, expect the ball to be there. Don't expect to turn and watch the quarterback throw the ball. Expect when you turn out of your route that the ball is going to be right there. That anticipation, because you're an expert, is what makes you the best. And I can guarantee you that this is something that people have seen coming, whether it's the border issue or it's the supply chain issue, the issue with fuel, the continued onslaught by this administration in the fossil fuel industry. I will tell you that, again, it's a policy issue. This president is doing everything, especially when it comes to energy, everything that he said that he would do. And there are many people out there that believe that the trade-off isn't enough, that we need to be doing more to slam the fossil fuel industry to save the planet because of climate change. Those are policy differences. The American people have to decide if this policy is the one they want. Are we willing to pay $4 a gallon for gasoline again because of the policies of this administration? Is that what we want? It doesn't have to be a personal personality contest or angry at somebody. I just disagree with you, you know, that we have a way to drive down the price of gasoline so that working families don't suffer. Heating oil. Now, we don't have to worry about that here in the valley, but other parts of the country sure do. And it's not going away anytime soon. All right, coming up in a few moments, we are going to have Zinsmeister. He's filling in for Gatos with the BQ poll question of the day. And then we are going to speak with Captain Coyote, Shane Doan. All that's coming up in just a few moments.
The Gatos Big Q poll question, brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Mike. Hey, at 9:30, is Biden bringing down gas prices? Is that what he's doing?
First of all, you're assuming that he's going to be on at 9:30.
Yeah, well, we all know that he likes to show up casually late.
We may be tossing it to you guys in the afternoon. You may be actually, you know, tossing this at your time slot.
I expect him sometime in the 4 o'clock hour. For sure. I was filling up my gas tank the other day, and for the first time in a long time, it seems, I mean, I have a pretty small car, at least compared to you. And my gas tank cost me over $40 the other day to fill up. And so it got me wondering, I made this the Gatos Big Q poll today.
Okay.
Where are you feeling the pain of increased prices the most? At the grocery store, at the gas station, or at restaurants? And for me, it's the gas station.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think for me, it's the grocery store because, the price of meat has gone through the roof. And you know me, I'm a big time carnivore. So I cook at home a lot. So I've noticed that there's a lot less selection available. And when there is something that I want there, it's a lot more expensive. But yeah, you're right, too. But I also make gas cheaper by using my points from the grocery store when I get gas. So it feels like it's cheaper, but it's really expensive.
Yeah, I try to do the same thing. But you know, too, at restaurants, especially if you go to the same ones a lot and you order the same thing over and over and over, and you actually start to get familiar with the price, you're like, oh, yeah, I pay this price, you know, twice a week or whatever. And I've noticed that those have gone up, too. So I've noticed it everywhere, but I don't know which one's hitting people the hardest these days, but for me, it's been the gas station.
Yeah, I have a friend who owns a couple of restaurants here in town, and he was saying that what they are paying for just, like chicken wings, they're paying almost double a case what they were just a few months ago. So their prices are going up, you know, and they can't pass all that cost on because if you spike prices like that, people don't come back. But it's hitting a lot of people hard. So I love the question, by the way. And you're back tomorrow, right?
I'm back tomorrow, and hopefully Biden brings down prices this afternoon.
Yeah, I think so. He's going to mandate gas prices to go down. Thanks, Steve.
All right, Mike.
Appreciate it. That's Steve Zinsmeister in for Gatos, and the BQ poll question of the day brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. We do it every day at this time. You can go to KTAR.com if you want to weigh in and see how other people voted. And today, the question, great one, where are you feeling these price increases the most? Coming up in a few moments, Shane Doan. If you've lived in the Valley for quite a while, or if you're a hockey fan, you know the name Shane Doan. A legend with the Coyotes, spent his entire career with them, going all the way back to the days they were the Winnipeg Jets. The Coyotes have their season opener happening tonight. Hockey making a huge debut in popularity. TV ratings through the roof. We're going to talk about the Coyotes season, going to catch up with Shane Doan and find out what retirement is like in just a moment.